Good evening. This is the November 22nd, 2016 meeting of the National Finance Committee of the Pacifica National Board. This is Michael Novick, the chair. Art Beaumont, the secretary, will call the roll.
Okay, Nick Arena.
Fred
Blair.
Present.
Adriana Kasanov.
Present.
Joseph Davis.
Present.
R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman. Michael Novick.
Present.
Serene Roberts. Barbara Whipperman.
Here.
Okay, that's six.
Okay, I asked a friend, Irenas, to join us, but I don't think he can. Nick Arena also said he couldn't make the call. So there is a proposed, well, I guess the first thing I want to do is to try to get some timekeepers because we've had trouble kind of sticking to our times. Is there somebody who could time the items?
I can time the items because I don't think that in committee we time the speakers. I don't think that is a limit, but well, I don't know. I can, if you ask me, I can do the items.
All right, if you can time the items, and if people can try to be concise when they speak.
Yeah.
So I did send around the proposed agenda. I'll read it for the stream. It's called to order roll call. Appointment of timekeepers, approval of the agenda, 5 minutes, approval of minutes, another 5 minutes. I'm sorry?
Serene is here.
Okay, Serene. We're just going over the agenda. We have a quorum. We're on the stream.
I'm sorry, we have quorum?
Yes, we're on the stream already.
Okay, thanks.
Reporting the status of WPFW's budget for 5 minutes. It's a basic report I got from Nick Arena earlier today. Presentation of the WBI budget proposal for fiscal year 2017, and then a discussion, question, answer, and discussion. I'm not sure if we've been anybody on to answer our questions, apart from R. Paul Martin. I haven't heard back from Bertold Reimers and Efren can't be on the call, as far as I know. Then consideration of any motions related to the WBI budget, scheduling of future meetings, reconsideration of the proposal for special PNB budget meeting. That's the timing that we suggested. I don't think it was going to work based on the sequence that's coming up. And adjournment. Does somebody want to move the agenda? And then we can discuss it?
Approve the agenda.
Okay, thank you, Barbara.
Mr. Chair?
Adriana?
Point of information? Yeah, I mean, the adjournment will be 9:30 because we need to adjourn to executive session.
The executive session is called for
9:30.
That's 7:30 Pacific, isn't that 10:30
Eastern?
Yeah, 10:30 Eastern.
Yeah.
Okay, you're in Mountain Time or some other time. Okay. Okay. So, any additions or corrections or changes to that?
R. Paul.
Go ahead.
Yes, I would add audit update. And I would suggest to put that after the minutes for 5 minutes.
Point of information.
Yes.
So I don't think the audit committee has met, and they've certainly not sent a report to the PNB. So I'm wondering what the purpose of this time would be.
Answer that one.
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Yeah. Well, at the last meeting, the chair said that he had it on information from the national office that the audit was going to be done and posted and all of that on one of the Fridays, either November 11th or November 18th. And as of now, when I go up to the Pacifica website, there's no audit up there that I can see. And so I'm wondering if there's an update, if we know anything about this. Are the auditors requiring more money for the FY14 audit? If there's a hang up in the FY, well, obviously it looks like there was. There are a lot of questions that we can spend 5 minutes on, I think.
Adriana?
Adriana, go ahead.
My only problem, I agree that we can ask a bunch of questions. My only problem with that is who will answer the question? We don't have in this call anybody that is part of the audit committee, and we don't have anybody that can answer those questions. This will be more than just asking ourselves the same questions. Is any of the present, including our poll, asked specifically, I mean, the audit committee or somebody else that maybe knows? Because we went through this exercise last time.
This is Michael. I believe that the audit was produced. I'm not sure why it's not posted yet.
Paul?
Go ahead.
I will note that the NFC did pass a motion regarding the regarding getting an update on the audit. I mean, we passed that back in the end of September. So, we're on record as asking to be updated on this. And so, if nobody knows, that's a bit of a problem, but we should certainly ask.
Barbara?
I think I answered your question, but go ahead, Barbara.
Well, it seems like we are having this little discussion with our questions, and I think it's timely, and we should just decide who's going to go and ask whomever for an update that we can have at our next meeting, the Finance Committee. I don't know, would that be you, Michael?
Okay, so let's just put it on the agenda, and we'll get to it then.
This is Serene.
Serene.
Yeah, I don't think it needs to be on the agenda. I think if you are charged with giving us an update, then you should do it at the next meeting if it's not available now, and we should move on.
Okay. All right. The update I have is that I believe that the auditors did submit something. I'm not sure why it's not posted yet. I'll check into that.
Thank you.
No, the audit committee, not this one. All right, any further changes or additions to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, is the agenda...
I'm sorry, can I ask a question?
Yes, go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so as I said, I think there might have been a lack of clarity or some confusion about what date the GM was supposed to be providing us with updated information, the WBI GM. And again, I have not spoken to either the person who sent the email or the person who allegedly received the email, but in looking at the language, you know, next Tuesday, I think, was confusing. Or it can be interpreted in more than one way. It could mean either the 22nd or the 29th. So I don't expect that we'll necessarily have the GM, and I don't want us to just lap up 20 minutes of, you know, people talking about what, speculating, instead of actually us getting useful information. So can you remind me how much time is allotted to that section?
Michael? Michael, are you on mute?
Sorry, I was muted. I proposed 10 minutes for presenting the budget, 20 minutes for discussing it, and an additional 10 minutes for a motion, if there was one.
Right. Well, I don't know that we necessarily need 40 minutes altogether for that. So I would, if the GM is not on the call, so I would propose that it be shortened to, it's now 10:20:10, right?
Yeah.
So I would propose 10:10:10. And even that might be too generous, but whatever.
Okay. Is there an objection to shortening the length of time as just proposed? Okay, then. Is there an objection to the agenda as amended then?
Point of order. Still have my amendment on the floor here.
Okay. Do you want to vote on that? All right. Okay. I understood there to be an objection to adding the audit to the agenda, so you want to call the question on that, and we'll vote on whether to add. You want to add after approval of minute?
The amendment is to add to the agenda audit update after the minutes for 5 minutes. Nick Arena? Fred Blair?
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov?
No.
Joseph Davis?
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman? Michael Novick?
No.
Serene Roberts?
Nope, we already spent it.
Barbara Wipperman?
Abstain.
Okay, so Nick Arena is not here and Tony Norman is not here. So 2-4, 3 against, 2 abstentions.
Okay, so was there an objection to changing the 20 minutes for a Q&A and discussion of the BAI budget to just 10? All right, hearing none. Is there any objection to the budget, to the agenda as amended? Okay, hearing none, the next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. And there are motion.
There are no public session minutes available at this time.
Okay, all right, we'll just move on. So I'll give the report on the status of the WPFW budget. They have been working on it, unfortunately.
I'm sorry, point of information. How many minutes do we have for this section?
5 minutes for a report on the status of the WPFW budget.
Thank you.
So Nick did call me. He couldn't make this meeting, but he said that he and Nancy Sorden have been working with their GM on the budget. There was a person who is a kind of interim or temporary or part-time business manager, but he's been ill and unavailable. And the general manager has been tied up with issues with their transmitter, so they've been a little backed up. They are in the process of discussions with their union and staff about, changes that would be necessary to try to balance their budget. And but they're not anticipating getting a full resolution of those questions until, in fact, the 15th of next month. Even though they're making progress on all of those things. So that's why I scheduled the time to discuss future meetings and to reconsider our proposal. I think we had proposed to the PNB that it schedule a special budget meeting for December 8th, and it might not be possible to have a consolidated budget by that time to present to them. So that's the extent of the report that I can make at this point.
Question?
Uh-huh. Arpoa, go ahead.
So you're saying that the WPFW budget is being projected now to arrive no earlier than the 15th of December? Michael?
I'm sorry, I guess I muted again. I said that what Nick said is they could present the budget by December 1st, but it would basically be based on the previous figures they sent us and not on the new figures that would arise from the negotiations and the other processes they're going through. So it seems kind of pointless to discuss one that's not going to be accurate. And he didn't think that could be available till the 15th.
Point of information, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, go ahead, Adriana.
I have a question. Given more than, I think, what more than 2 months ago, we have those numbers, and you mean that they are working, but they will not have it ready? I don't understand what the problem is, because do you have any conversations with the WPFW people explaining what the problem is? Because I remember that the last conversation was that the national office was sending them the template and the numbers from last year. They only need to transcribe the new numbers into the template. I don't understand. You talk to whom?
I talked to Nick Arena. I think, as I said, there are two problems. One is that, the national office said that they would be doing it at PFW, because you have a part-time business manager there, but that person is ill. So that's part of the problem. The second part of the problem is that they are in the midst of negotiations and discussions with their union and with the rest of the staff about staffing changes that would be reflected in the budget. And those won't be completed or resolved for a while yet. So,
Barbara?
There are some other issues, I think, with their rent. I can't go into too much of it in detail because this is an open call. Go ahead, Barbara.
Well, I think it sounds, and you said that the business with negotiating wouldn't bring any clarity until the 15th of December. So I move we next consider the WPFW budget on our regular meeting of December 20th.
I'm sorry.
I heard Serene and Adriana.
Well, I think Serene. The point of information trumps the stack.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Yeah.
Okay. So I don't think we need to... I would object to the motion as Barbara phrased it, because I don't think we need to assign a date. We'll look at it. We'll look at it as soon as possible after receiving it. I don't think we need to lock ourselves into a date. So that would be my amendment, to strike a reference to a specific date and just say as soon as it's available, as soon as it becomes available to us.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
What's your point of order?
My point of order is, how does one make an amendment as part of a point of information that jumps the stack?
No, the point of information was from Adriana, and we didn't take it. We took Serena on the stack.
That's not how I heard it.
Mr. Chair, my point of information is that we passed more than 1 minute the time that you told me that you have for this issue.
All right. So, So the time has expired in this item. We have to go to the motions and the amendment. So the amendment is to consider the WPFW budget at a later date, unspecified, if the amendment is approved, it becomes part of the main motion. If not, the main motion would be to consider the WPFW budget at our regular meeting on December 20th.
Barbara?
Barbara?
If it would save us time and it makes any sense, I would say the reason I said December 20th was because they were saying the 15th. But we could say December 20th or earlier. Just put both possibilities in there.
Okay.
I don't know. I would consider that.
So we can't, unless we want to extend the time.
Serena and I both considered these suggestions friendly, then can't we just not vote?
Okay. Is there any objection to the revised amendment?
Well, can we hear the words of the revised amendment?
Adding after December 20th or earlier.
So you would like to change your motion to read to consider the WPFW FY17 budget at the December 20th meeting or earlier?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Adriana.
I have a little bit of confusion here because are we saying that if a unit, if they don't have it ready, we will not have a budget to approve?
No.
Well, this fiscal year starts in October 1st.
The fiscal year is long underway, but at some point we have to recommend to the PNB a consolidated budget for all seven units, and it doesn't seem like that can happen until we have each of the seven units. And they're saying that their budget depends on some changes that are going to be made that they can't conclude about until about the 15th. So that's where we're left.
May I finish what I was trying to ask? Because my question is here is, I understand all the units are going through a bunch of changes. We know that. But that is the problem when we don't have the budget at the right time. If we are expecting to have results, that's why that is not being called a budget. It's a balance sheet. You know, I think that at least we expect having projections, and obviously things can change later on. We know that. But if we are waiting for all the projections to crystallize, maybe we will not have a budget till the September 30, 2017. That is my worry.
I understand your point. In that case, you could vote against this. It's not on tonight's agenda to discuss their budget, but we could vote this down and do something else. So, as you said, we ran out of time in this item. There is a motion to consider the budget of WPFW at the meeting of December 20th or earlier.
Mr. Chair, is the chair ruling that the other amendment is withdrawn? Is that it? The one about an unspecified date?
Well, Serene, is that acceptable to you? You made that amendment originally.
Right, and I have not withdrawn the amendment. And
okay. If you haven't withdrawn it, we're just going to vote up or down on the amendment then.
I'm sorry.
I don't want to waste any more time on this.
Can I speak, please? Can I speak?
We ran out of time. That was the point. The orders of the day were
May
to vote on the amendment. Go ahead.
We ran out of time before Barbara made her amendment. So that's the amendment that should not be considered.
Yeah, we're considering your amendment. That's what I said.
Well, since you were talking over me at the time, I couldn't hear you.
All right. All right, so this is what's happening. We are considering the original amendment that Serene made, which is to consider the WPFW budget at an unspecified time. And are there objections to that amendment?
Hold on. Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
The first motion I have on this is from Barbara to consider the WPFW FY17 budget at the December 20th meeting, which she has then said make it or earlier. And then I had an amendment from Roberts saying consider WPFW budget at a later unspecified date. So,
yeah.
Point of
that's
order.
You got to make a ruling about whether the or earlier is in the original and whether the amendment is there or withdrawn or what.
Point of order.
Yes, now you, go ahead. What's your point of order?
I said as soon as it becomes available. Those were my words. So someone
okay.
else might have.
Okay. All right.
And I don't understand what the secretary just claimed.
Can I try to clarify it?
Excuse me, Michael, please. May I finish?
Go ahead.
The words or earlier were added after the time had expired. So I don't understand why the secretary is repeating it as though it was part of the original motion. It was not. Jeez. I mean, everything doesn't have to take 10 minutes.
Okay, thank you. So this is my ruling. Time did expire. What's on the floor right now is Serene's original motion, which she has said is to consider the WPFW budget as soon as it's available. Is that your language, Serene?
Pretty much.
Okay. Are there objections to that?
So the amendment to Barbara's motion is now to consider the WPFW budget, instead of at a later unspecified date, it becomes as soon as it becomes available?
Yes.
Okay.
It was never, I never used the word unspecified. Why is that being introduced as though I changed what I said?
Geez, sounded like you said it, but, you know.
Well.
All right, now, Chair, so is the main motion, does the main motion have the words, end with the words or earlier or not?
No.
No, so strike that out. Okay.
All right. So I realize that we want to try to come to consensus, but that's not how these things work, unfortunately. So we're dealing with the amendment as it was stated. Are there objections to that amendment?
Okay, let's make sure we have it. The amendment is to consider the WPFW budget as soon as it becomes available.
Yes. Are there objections to that amendment? Hearing none, that becomes the main motion. Are there objections to that as the main motion? Okay, hearing none, that's adopted. And we'll move on to the agenda. So people, the next item on the agenda was the WBAI budget, which I did distribute what a friend forwarded.
Mr. Chair, how many minutes we have for this?
10 minutes for presentation, 10 minutes for discussion, and 10 minutes for consideration of any motions related to it.
Okay, 10 minutes now. Okay.
Paul, you're the closest thing we have to somebody who could present it in the sense that you're the treasurer there, right?
Yep. And I have to say that this was sent to the, you sent this to the list at about 3 o'clock this afternoon Eastern time, and I got to see it some time later. I haven't had a lot of time to look this thing over, but I have looked it over a bit. First of all, the spreadsheet is locked in places, and so it shouldn't be, and it makes for little problems when you're trying to move things around, copy stuff and all of that. And I must say, the Arial 6 font is even worse than the Arial 7 font. I will note that it opens up on the whatever it is, it opens up on a sheet about the budget. And on that sheet, it says, quote, data in the yellow shaded areas are placeholders only, unquote. There are a great many yellow shaded cells, and it makes this budget rather unreliable. I'm looking through the totals here, and we have a little issue here because the FY16 P&L seems to put together list of support and mail drive income, and so that's a difference there. And Lister support, in this draft budget, Lister support is about $330,000 lower than in FY16. And the total revenue for FY17 as projected here is about $215,500 worse than FY16. And there's a question of why. I think the placeholders probably play a big role in this particular one. And this is also projecting a net income loss that's $119,000 worse than the previous year. One thing I looked at is the rent expense tower, that's the Empire State Building. The monthly numbers are not all the same. Some say about 47.5, and others say about 53.7. The latter, larger amount, comes at the end of every quarter. And so I'm thinking that something other than the Empire State Building rent is being lumped in there, very possibly the antenna consortium fees, which is another thing, which really should be broken out, not included in the actual rent. And it also has to be borne in mind that the most of the Empire State Building rent is accrued, and we're only paying $12,000 a month in reality. Now, the total rent expense tower for FY16 is about $576,500, and the projected total for FY17 is $595,320. That's only $18,756 different. The rental agreement shows that 2017 is supposed to cost $506,000 for the year. And that's a difference of $33,151. So I think that there's some of the numbers aren't quite right there. Also, I note cash flow tab shows negative amounts for every month from January through September 2017, which would be, which is obviously not good. In the fund drive pledge details, the goal for the fall thon that we just finished is $315,000, which is a lot lower than it has been in the past, and I would have to ask where that number came from, because in the past, the fall thon has been $450,000, $460,000, $470,000, in that range. And here we are on the order of $140,000, $150,000 less for a goal. And, again, I suppose what we have to do is find out what are people thinking, and maybe these yellow cells are really messing things up, I think. That's as far as I could get in the short time I had to look at it.
Barbara, with a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Barbara.
I'm trying like crazy to follow you, R. Paul. I've only got it open in my computer. My printer is down. But what line is the Empire State Building rent on? Is it in the administrative expenses?
It's programming expenses.
To that, it's line 105.
Programming expenses.
Okay, the tower, I see. Yeah. All right. And then just for if people aren't looking at what's on the computer or didn't print it out, your thing about the yellow shaded cells, this doesn't really add a lot, but he's got another statement next to that saying station management will please revise the placeholders accordingly based on current plans and projections.
Right.
So that's the way they're supposed to be taken care of. But that's you're right, there's a lot of them, and that's a lot more work.
This is Michael with a question. Okay, go ahead, Adriana, first, and then myself.
No, go ahead, Michael.
A question to Art Paul in relation to the fund drive pledge details. You're saying that this is not does not reflect the actuals. In other words, my assumption was because it is November that the October 16 fund drive goal was adjusted to show what was actually brought in in the October fund drive.
Okay, I get the dailies that management posts during these thons, and the dailies add up in my spreadsheet to $358,881, which is more than the 315.
Okay.
However, sure, it's a budget, and you know, I think that the 315. If the 315 stays there, then the next couple of thons are going to have to make up a whole lot of dough, because as I said, it's been 450 to 470 for these fall thons for the past number of years.
You're saying even if the goal had been set at 450, you think it only raised about 360 based on the dailies?
Yeah, I mean, almost 360. In tally for the fall thon that just ended on the 6th of November.
Okay, and that would be with the same sort of anticipation that there would be a fulfillment of, you know, 80-some percent.
Well, I think management has been projecting 78.3%. And I haven't had a chance to look in this budget yet to see what the fulfillment rate is. I haven't dug that far down in it.
Okay. The spreadsheet here is suggesting 82 or 83 for most of them, 81, 79. So,
optimism.
Yeah.
Again,
okay.
What line are you on?
No, I was looking at the tab for Fund Drive Pledge Details.
Oh, mm-hmm. I see.
You know, the goals and so Arpal was saying that the fund drive goal for this their fall drive, October, which ran into November, is posted at here at 315,000. Normally it was about 450,000. The actuals, in terms of actual pledges, was about 360. But then there's a sort of a discount based on what you think will actually be fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
This one can get 83% of 315. For 219,000. Adriana, you are next.
Yes. You know, it's really, I believe that, like Barbara just read and all of us are looking at, these yellow cells have nothing to do with the numbers that we have during 2016. I don't know where they come from. And I don't understand the exercise that we are doing, because if this is not the projections, if the general manager doesn't go here, because it's totally different. We can see, I can look at the revenue and have nothing to do with what we have from 2015 and 2016. The only thing that I see is that you have more than $200,000 extra revenue. But the numbers there are, you know, are 90% of are yellow cells. It means those numbers are just projections that need to be explained or modified by the general manager. I don't understand how we can go through all of this exercise, because really, the bottom line, what we are seeing in front of us, this didn't came from the general manager. It's the input was some conversation, for what I understand, between the general manager. But the bottom line, I can see here that the deficit at the end of 2017 is $120,000 less than in 2016, but anyway, it's unacceptable. It's more than $500,000 in loss. I believe that some of those numbers, like we talked before, have to do with the rent, and maybe those. That's why, for me, the only way that I can make sense of this is we have the general manager and he can explain to us what his projections are, what is the base for those projections, and I don't see other way. I mean, I think that our poll, like you said, I mean, you just saw it. You have nothing to do with making this, and I don't know who else can answer all the questions that we have, and we have a million questions, obviously.
Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, let me just say, this is clearly a very preliminary budget. It might be a bit better than the draft of a draft we'd previously gotten, but there, you know, it's marshy ground, and I suppose we have some numbers in there, but really this thing, I don't know if this thing should have come to the committee. I think it should have just gone to the general manager, been dealt with, and then come to the committee. That's it.
I'm sorry, but we are 1 minute over the 10 minutes that we have allowed for this.
Okay, there is an additional 10 minutes for Q&A and discussion, so I think we can continue. Serene, what's next?
Now, my point of information was on the issue of time, because I don't see that we're... I mean, the time is there, and I'm sure people can use it, but I don't see that we're really getting anywhere. The person we need to talk to about this is not on the line, and the person... I'll leave it there.
Okay, you know, I was sent this, I think, the same time as Berchtold was, which was last Friday. I didn't forward it to the committee till today because I was hoping that there would be something from Berchtold in response to it, but there wasn't, and I felt like it was better to get this much out to people than to have nothing whatsoever. To me, the main thing is what Adriana said, is that it, and that was a friend's response also when he sent it. I think you saw the whole message, which is that it's $500,000 plus in the red, and there has to be some plan for a more balanced budget. The other thing that jumped out to me is that even though listeners' support is over $300,000 less than fiscal year 2016's actuals, I think those are actuals, the total revenue is over $200,000 more than the actuals for last year. So unless a lot of money was lumped into listener support last year and not broken out, there are a lot of figures that jump out at me. The website income was listed as $6,000 for fiscal year 2016 and $60,000 for the upcoming year or the current year. Community special events had a negative figure for 2016 and $55,000 income. Their income on top of that is $90,000. Grants and bequests goes up from $10,000 or 11,000 for the last couple of years to 77.5. So I think a lot of those are not...
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yeah, that's what I said at the beginning. All these numbers, the only one that can tell us is the general manager. The rest, we can keep guessing whatever we wish, but doesn't mean anything. That's why I think that we are wasting our time this way. And more than that, I think that a very important issue is the tower rent, because I can see that but need to be, obviously, the general manager need to tell us, because the big difference, breaking almost even, will be only if we talk about the rent tower, we don't know any of this. I don't understand why we are investing this time, this guessing, what we don't have a clue. Why don't we really stop this exercise and go to things that we really maybe can discuss that have to do with central service, a bunch of those information that we can make some informed decision in those. But this one is, I think that it's an exercise that we hear ourselves talking and talking and talking about something that we don't have any clue.
Okay. My thought was that maybe we would have a motion asking the general manager to come up with a clearer, more accurate and balanced budget proposal, but maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, I move that we ask all the general manager, the WBAI and the maybe WPAW to come up with a budget that we can, with their input.
Okay, do you want to send that in writing, or RFAL, did you get that?
What I got was the NFC asks all general managers to come up with budgets, and that's as far as I got.
WBAI and WPFW, it said. I correct myself, and it said WBAI and WPFW.
So NFC requests the general managers of WBAI and WPFW to come up with budgets that we can consider. Was that the motion?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. Any discussion or questions about that or discussion? Okay, hearing none, I'll assume that RFAL can write that up, and I will send the motion to the GMs. Let me go back and my... So the question of scheduling future meetings and of reconsideration of the proposal for the special PNB budget meeting is what's up next. I left the discussion of the in response to what Adrian was saying. I left the discussion of the central services based on the SCA because I thought that some of the SCA material was confidential. So that's in the executive session at this point.
Okay, then we move to the next, the next point then, Michael?
The item here is scheduling of future meetings. We have a meeting scheduled for a week from tonight, which is open and closed on the 29th. I'm not sure what the closed part is about.
How many minutes do we have for this issue?
10 minutes on the agenda.
Okay.
And then we have a meeting on the 20th of December. Nothing between the 29th of November and the 20th of December. So, does somebody recall why? Yes?
I thought you'd hit mute again.
No. I was asking if someone recalled why we scheduled a closed session for next week.
Maybe because we thought we wouldn't be done with whatever we needed to. Just speculative.
Okay.
I believe... Sorry.
Well,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think we wanted to discuss the issue of the SCA among whatever else. That's the thing that I remember most, and we weren't quite sure whether or not we would have either the time or the information from the finance office to complete that discussion today.
Okay. All right. So, do people think we need to schedule? Go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry. Adriana, you also wanted to speak?
It was Barbara starting to say something.
Barbara, go ahead.
I don't know if this will save us time or not, but I was contemplating making a motion that we just schedule finance committee meetings for the 6th and the 13th with the idea that we will gather and see who's got something ready that we can deal with. And if we don't, we will adjourn quickly or after half an hour, or just to try to get through this in December, because as we keep reminding ourselves, you know, this all should have been done earlier, but for all the circumstances that all of us have been living with, it hasn't been, so.
Okay, there was a meeting of the Governance Committee on the 6th, so maybe we should just add one for the 13th. That's,
and the 13th? I'm sorry, the 13th, yesterday the affiliates decided to have a meeting the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they didn't post it.
Mm-hmm.
The affiliates.
The affiliates task force is meeting on the 13th. The secretary was to have posted it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, unless you want to change the day that we meet, maybe we should just leave it with what we have, which is a meeting next week and a meeting on December 20th.
Fine with me.
Any suggestions about any additional meetings on different dates, or?
I'm trying to get to the calendar.
Need to go only, I can see only Fridays open. I know. But, well, it's the only thing that I can see in December.
Dedication is good, but really,
I know. This is too much, really. I agree with you, but we have almost everything. Everything is covered. We want to have the 19th and the 20th, 2 days in a row, Monday and Tuesday.
Monday the 12th is only LSB committee meetings. There's no PNB stuff scheduled on Monday, December 12th.
That the WPFW Finance Committee meets on the 12th. So.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
What about the 19th? December 19th and December 20th, 2 days in a row. If we have the budget, we can come up with everything and send it then.
Well, I'll tell you, last week I suffered through three PNB committee calls in a row, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and I had to chair all three of them. we already have the Finance Committee on the 20th and the Personnel Committee on the 21st, and I'd really rather not have three nights in a row again.
Well, but the 21st is personal. Yeah, I agree.
Yes.
I hope that I can chair the one.
All right. I'm going to say that we're just going to stick with the 29th and the 20th. And unless, you know, something manifests itself that, you know, that we did say we would consider the WPFW budget when available, and if it comes available and we want to schedule an additional meeting, I guess we can do so.
It's too much to add the 27, the 20, and the 27. The 20 we have it. The 27?
Of December, you mean?
Yes. I know. It's, well.
Well, it's after Christmas. It's before New Year's. you know, I don't know if people are traveling. Anybody going to be out of town that week?
Well, it's a Tuesday, Michael. I mean, we have obligations all over, obviously.
Yeah, but I understand. I'm just asking. I'm not objecting. I'm not coming anywhere. I'm
the second day of Kwanzaa.
Okay, is there any objection to scheduling now an additional meeting on the 27th of December?
Oh,
we can always cancel later on, but at least if we leave it open, maybe when we came back, we don't have it anymore.
I'm not sure I'll be there, but we can schedule it, I suppose.
All right, so hearing no objection, Art Paul, can you add
that? Okay, so the motion is made by Adriana, is that it?
Yeah.
Will that be a regular or a special meeting?
Regular.
It's regular.
Yeah. It'll be a highly irregular meeting. All right. So the last item on this agenda is the question of reconsidering the motion that we made last time to propose to the PNB that it schedule a special finance committee meeting, a special budget meeting. Was that for the 15th, the 8th? I don't remember now. The 8th. Because they're already scheduled for the 1st and the 15th. So I think that there's probably no point to that scheduling that because we're not going to be close to a consolidated budget. So
can we ask for the 22nd?
Well, this is the 22nd and the 29th. If we just scheduled the meeting for the 27th ourselves, maybe we should suggest the 29th.
You're not going to get anybody coming to a meeting on the 29th.
No.
Respectfully.
Okay.
Or it could be a very interesting meeting with everybody drunk.
I think we already have that.
So 2 days later, that's only a Thursday night.
Barbara with a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Barbara.
Why are we feeling it necessary to ask the PNB to set a meeting? I mean, they have plenty of meetings. This schedule of the budgets is kind of lumbering along as best it can. Why don't we just, I just think we shouldn't be trying to schedule a meeting for them.
Well, the original idea when we passed it, we did pass it to ask for a special meeting, was that they have so much work that doesn't get done that having a special meeting only for the budget was the way to sort of guarantee we actually get the budget on the agenda, I think, and dealt with. So the problem is when to do it. There is a meeting on January 5th. A regular PNB meeting already scheduled.
Arpal?
Go ahead, Arpal.
I agree with Barbara. The PNB makes its own meetings. Let them meet. If they don't want to talk about the budget for quite a while, even though we'll let them know the budgets are there, if they don't want to talk about them, they don't have to talk about them. I mean, it's their responsibility to meet. So
I think they want to talk about them.
Okay, so I'm going to add a motion from Bobby to reconsider and strike our previous motion. I think we did adopt that motion, right, to recommend a special meeting.
Yes.
I believe we did. And add Serene to the staff, please.
Adriana.
So I am proposing that we ask the PNB to schedule a meeting on January 12th.
Okay. All right. So that's a substitute for Bobby's motion just to strike the recommendation.
Okay.
Right.
Are you, Mr. Okay. Chair? So you're saying yes. Barbara's motion is to rescind, not to reconsider.
Yeah. Okay. Rescind.
Rescind. And rescind the motion that does what? Say again.
That recommended that the PNB meet on December 8th.
For a special budget meeting. Mm-hmm.
So I don't see why this has to be an amendment. Serene can just make a different motion. It's a different month.
Yeah, it's a substitute for yours.
Oh.
I withdrew it. Yeah. You're not substituting anything.
I'm sorry, you just withdrew your motion to rescind?
You want me to read what I have?
He's asking Barbara.
I can't hear.
Read what you have, Paul.
Okay, what I have is a motion by Barbara to rescind the motion that the PNB meet on December 8th for a special budget meeting.
If the Finance Committee recommended...
Recommended.
Rescind our recommendation.
To rescind the motion recommending... To rescind the motion recommending that the PNB meet on December 8th for a special budget meeting.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Serene... Well, my thought was that we could pass that and still recommend some other meeting date. If there's no objection to that.
Recommendation.
Is that okay?
I don't care.
Okay. All right. So is there any objection to rescinding the existing motion under Barbara's motion? Okay. Hearing none, then Serene has a motion.
That the NFC recommends to the PNB that it hold a special budget approval, budget review and approval meeting on January 12th, 2017.
Okay, discussion of that.
Okay, let me read what I have. I have that the NFC recommends that the PNB recommends to the PNB that it hold a special budget approval meeting on January 12th, 2017.
I corrected that to review and approval.
Budget review and approval.
Okay, so discussion of that motion or objections to that motion? Going once, hearing none. Are people okay with making that recommendation to the PNB?
I couldn't hear that, Michael. You're a little fuzzy there.
Are there objections to making that recommendation to the PNB?
No.
Okay, hearing none, I guess that's adopted. And that was our last item of business.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
I have really something that is worried me all this time, and I don't know. What? We are recommending the PNB, but how will we get the budget? We don't have any budget approved yet. We don't have even the percentage approved yet. How we expect to do our jobs and approve meetings, approve a budget, if we cannot even, where are the teeth? How we will do? We will keep coming to meetings, and then because this person didn't bring it, the other one didn't finish it because this person is not available. Where is me that I don't see how how we can accomplish all that we need to accomplish if we keep asking instead of being, I don't know, I think that we should be a little bit more forceful, if you want, and ask that all the budgets be presented in the next week or something like that. If not, it's, you know, we keep kicking the can down the road and it's not decisions at all. We have some budget that because the personnel, we are not ready here to discuss it, we didn't talk. Some other budget that, well, are not everything ready, we don't talk. I mean, you know, I worry. I'm very sorry, Mr. Chair, but I feel that we need to do something much more forceful. I said, need to be present or else, or ask for any kind of accountability.
Barbara, when you're done.
Yeah, Barbara, and then I'll call myself.
I didn't mean to cut off Adriana, just when you're done.
No, I'm done. I'm done. I'm asking.
Well, I feel that from the point of view of KPFA, their budget was done, but I think one of the things that is making everything so fluid right now is this business of what we're going to be discussing in the executive session about the SCA money and how it's going to be accounted for and so on. And until that is, maybe we can feel a little more solid about the future, Adriana, when we have this next discussion that's supposed to start in a few minutes. I don't know, but it's the thing that's making our business manager think, well, what am I supposed to do next? Now, that isn't the same problem other budget preparation is having, but I think that is a big one. So I think we should... in spite of our frustration, go ahead with the discussion we're going to have in the executive session. Maybe we'll feel a little better about it after that, I hope.
But I'm sorry, but we don't have even the PMB reject the percentage.
I know, but now we're going to talk about it, right?
But we don't need to talk that in executive session. The percentage should be... talking open session?
Well, I think, I don't know, we're not supposed to talk back and forth, but my idea would be we have some things to talk about this. So then once we know a little more about this SCA money, then we can talk about it in open session.
Okay, this is Michael. I'm sorry, I got knocked off the call somehow. I'm not sure how. I wanted to talk about Adriana's earlier comments. What we did in response to this problem earlier was we asked the National Office Finance staff to assist or proceed on formulating budgets for WPFW and WBAI. And the response to that was essentially that the national office said that WPFW had the personnel to produce a budget, and the document we just looked at, which was their attempt to put together a framework within which WBAI could produce a budget. So it's not like we have done nothing. We made that attempt. They made that attempt. We got the report about PFW, and we got the non-production of something from BAI. And we passed the motion saying that I will write to them and ask them to produce those budgets as soon as possible. The other question, my understanding was that we did have to discuss the exact figures on the SCA contracts in executive session. So that's why I put the discussion there. If we want to come back to an open session for the rest of it, I guess we could.
I'm sorry. Michael, I'm sorry. Could you please repeat what you just said?
The last part of it, I said that
I put the FCA thing in closed session because my understanding was we could talk about the exact contract items only in closed session about that. So that's why it was there. If we want to come back to an open session, we could after we discuss that part of it. I don't know.
Or at the next meeting.
Or at the next meeting, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the sooner we resolve it, the better.
Mr. Chair, I think we have to do it at the next meeting then. We can't
flip
it now. We haven't noticed that.
Okay. So that's where we stand. I think we have been trying to get, in response to Adriana's frustration, which I think we all share, we've been trying to get budgets from the stations that haven't produced really anything for us yet. And then we need to adjust potentially all of the budgets based on the change in the central services that the PNB voted for.
Okay, Mr. Chair, are we adjourning to executive session? Michael? He's not anymore here. Michael?
I think he's
someone that dropped.
Yes.
Okay, so Executive Secretary, step up.
All right, Michael, you're not here, so is there a motion to adjourn to executive session?
So moved.
Is there any objection to adjourning to executive session, which starts at 10, which gives us 15 minutes to wall about? Is there any objection? Michael, you're back?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I something keeps knocking me off this call.
The motion on the floor is to adjourn to executive session.
Okay, thank you. I assume there's no objection to that.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
15 minutes, right? At 10.
I'm sorry. Point of information?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Serene.
We had set it for 10:30. Next week is the one that's at 10. Today's the 22nd, right?
Oh.
Yes.
Yes. So we should, you should take the day.
Can we go straight now?
I don't think there's any reason we can't go straight into it because it's not, it's a closed session, so it's not going to be streamed. And I don't think there's any problem with having the closed session half an hour or an hour earlier than we said.
I'm sorry, this is Serene?
Yes.
So as much as I would love to go straight into closed session, there are members who are not present for the open session who might have been planning to do the closed session. So I don't know, I'm not a Robert's Rules expert. Someone can perhaps make a recommendation or something or find a citation about that. But I don't know that we can just go ahead and convene earlier than planned. Sorry.
Okay, the notice that I got does say 7 p.m. Oh, that's the 29th.
The one for tonight is 7:30.
7:30. I'm looking at the wrong one, wasn't I? All right. Where's that? One second.
Can anybody phone those who might care?
Well, Nick Arena and Tony Norman are the only two members who are not on the call. So.
Well, Nick had said he would be available, I think, after 10, but he did not say that he intended to join the executive session. Can we try to reach... at least reach Tony and let him know, and then someone perhaps can text Nick and let him know and see if they intend to join at all.
I mean, just tell them we want to do it at 10, 7 this close time.
Okay, I can text both of them, I think.
That would be great. Okay, and if they weren't planning to join anyway, or if they can do 10 o'clock, we can just do that. Otherwise, 10:30.
Well,
all right, we'll call in at 10 and check in 10 minutes.
Well,
from now.
When you hear from them, just send everyone an email.
Okay.
Please.
All right, will do.
Thanks. Good night.
Good night for now.